Well, hello and welcome to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week celebrating the good news of Jesus Christ. And as always, the good news today is love can move mountains. Yes, love can move mountains. Very powerful message today. I hope it touches your heart in a way that will encourage you to know that the love of God can reign inside your heart and stay on your mind consistently. Yes, that's right. The love of God can stay in your heart and on your mind consistently. And I am here to share with you through the Word of God how to do just that. But before I do, I want to take this opportunity to welcome first-time listeners as well as those returning back again and again. I want to personally thank you for tuning in every week. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you find something in these messages that lifts your spirit and encourages you throughout your week. Again, my name is Susan F. Rosario. I am the host of this show, Faith Walk Radio. Also, before I get started, I want to encourage all my listeners to send me a prayer request. We have a team of people praying over your requests as they come in. We are here every minute of the day. So feel free to email us. It doesn't matter if it's midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 a.m., 1 o'clock in the day, it doesn't matter. We are here praying over your requests as they come in. So tell us all about it by going to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com and send us your prayer requests because we want to be here for you and we want to stand on faith in prayer for your needs. You got it? So moving on, again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, and the good news today is love can move mountains. Yes, love can move mountains. Also, last week's show, I talked about faith moving mountains, but today I want to share with you how love can remove mountains of stress. Yes, love can move mountains of stress, or those mood swings, I call them mental distractions, that can keep you sad or irritated, causing mood swings that make your family and friends want to run every time they see you coming. Yes, we don't want mood swings like that, folks. We want to be consistent in our love and consistently thinking good thoughts throughout our day, right? Amen. So moving on again, the good news today is love can move mountains. Finding the love in your heart will help you deal with whatever is going wrong. You see, love will keep you connected to a sound mind, the Bible talks about in 2 Timothy 1:7. That is 2 Timothy 1:7. And I'll find the scripture here, and it states, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So you see, the good news today is God has given us the power of love and the power of a sound mind. So love is power, and a sound mind will keep you powerful and peaceful. So you see, the good news today is God has given us the power of love and the power of a sound mind. So in saying that, love is power, and a sound mind will keep you powerful and peaceful. You got it? So let me move on and into the main message and scripture of the day here. I want to remind you, in case you're just tuning in, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. The title of the message today is Love is the Greatest of All. And the scripture of the day comes from the book of 1 Corinthians, 13th chapter. I am going to go over verses 4 and 8. But before I do, let me give you my thought of the day. And here it is. I have learned that love is the greatest failure of all time as it relates to human life on this earth. You see, you must have the ability to recognize love in order to be one with love. Once you become love, folks, only then will you truly experience freedom in your own skin. Only then will you be able to be free to understand the life you live. Only then, folks, will you be able to overlook someone else's imperfections. Only then will you be able to let go and let God's love reign in your life. Yes, reign, which means to take over. Let love take over your life. You see, a pain-free life from disagreements, arguments, misunderstandings, healing in your body, healing in your heart, overcoming a broken or failed dream, all of the above is rising to a state of mind where you reside in love. Where you live in God's love, forgiving in order to live in that God unconditional love. You got it? Also, I have a quote I try to repeat every single day, and that is, love is without cause, love just is. Love is without cause, love just is. You see, love is the act that connects your spirit to the Spirit of God. So as I continue on in the message today on love is the greatest of all, remember that love is without cause, love just is. Also, before I move on, I taught on love in a show titled Without Love, We Are Nothing, which inspired me to continue on this topic today. Love is the greatest of all. I got a lot of feedback, folks, that you all really enjoyed that message, Without Love, We Are Nothing. So I encourage those that may not have heard the message, you can go to my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Click the message section from the menu bar and listen away. So moving on in my message today, I want to talk a little bit about the power of love and how love can be your greatest asset or your biggest failure. So the first question of the day, what does love look like and feel like? Do you know? What does love look like and feel like? Well, before you answer that and think more about it, let me introduce a scripture of the day that always says it better than I can. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. This is what love looks like, folks. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and here it is, folks, endures all things. Verse 8, love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. So in case you're still wondering what love looks like, love is demonstrating kind acts. And to get to the kind acts part, you have to be free from all of what 1 Corinthians explains. Again, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. So folks, what this scripture is saying is without love, we are nothing. We are useless to God. Love suffers long. It endures all things. It will never fail. You follow me today? You see, most people think love is a feeling, although this is true in some ways, but love is an act. Love is acting on developing loving relationships with those around you, or maybe even those who hurt or betrayed you at some point. Because you can say, I love you to someone, but it will mean absolutely nothing unless you actually show that person you love them through your kind and loving acts. Whether you embrace them, minister to them, call them on the phone when they're down, forgive them if they have done something to offend you. In other words, love them anyway. Love them where they are. That's what God's love calls us to do. There's no conditions on love. Love is unconditional. Don't ever forget that one. So moving on, listen at this one. Developing loving relationships starts with first loving God. You got to do that first. And I can tell you why. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. So if you've been born of God and know God, then you must understand that love has to be in the center of your life. You got it? Because as I said, God's love is unconditional. There are no conditions when it comes to love. You have to love people where they are. You can disagree. You cannot like what they do. You can say, I hate this person, but you hate what they have done. It's okay to hate what they have done, but the Word of God calls us to love in spite of their imperfections. You got it? So again, I am here to tell you today, folks, that love is the greatest of all. Because forgiveness transitions into love, the God kind of unconditional love. You got it? Now, moving on, let me say this for the record, that pain has no color, creed, or agenda. We can all agree that pain is pain, whether you are rich, poor, no matter who you are or where you come from, we still have to face pain head on. You got it? You can be heartbroken, physically in pain, in a painful situation. But if you can remember 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind, thinking clearly. So the good news today, again, is that love can move that mountain of sorrow and that mountain of pain, whatever the case may be. You see, physical pain begins in your body, and emotional pain resides in your mind, and in my opinion, can be worse since it's attached to what you are thinking every minute of the day. So although pain has no color, creed, or agenda, love is the common denominator in all things God. So again, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, specifically verse 4 right now, says, love suffers long and is kind. Are you kind? Do you have a loving spirit? Do you have joy in your heart no matter what's going on around you? Remember, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. It's okay if you've been done wrong. It's okay if someone has said something or done something to offend you. It is okay in the eyes of God because He has given us the power to love them anyway. He has given us the power to live in a sound mind. So again, love suffers long and is kind. That is verse 4. And then in verse 8, love never fails. It will never fail you. Loving people, forgiving, overcoming any and everything that's negative in your life, it will never fail you. You don't have to hold on to the disappointment in order to prove a point. You don't have to remain mad at someone in order to prove your point. Because you're only hurting yourself. You're only keeping yourself in bondage within your own mind, not allowing love, unconditional love, to reign in your life. And I have to take a break here shortly, but let me say this before I do. Love is without cause, folks, because the very essence of love is God. Love is not just a word. It's not. Love is a doing. Love is an act, not just a word, folks. Love is a doing, not just a word to feel good, but love is a word to be good. You see, folks, the key here is to exist in the act of love. Yes, exist in the act of love. Yes, opening your mind and your heart to the idea of love is not the same as existing in the act of love. Existing in the act of love is to do, not to say I love you, but to do I love you, which again, verse 4 says, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. Are you puffed up today? Are you angry? Are you mad? If so, that's not love. Again, 1 Corinthians 13:4, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy, does not parade itself, is not puffed up. Have you ever known anybody that gets so mad and irritated and they're all puffed up and they're ready to give you a piece of their mind? Well, that's not love. You got it? I do have to take a break here shortly, as I said a few minutes ago, but during the break, remember, exist in the act of love. Don't let love just be a word. Let it be a doing in your life. Again, I need to take a break. I will be back to conclude today's message and give my final thought, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hello, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you all to join me online for 30 days for a Faith Walk Daily Devotional. Every day for 30 days, beginning April 6th. All you have to do is log on to faithwalkradio.com and join the movement. The next step is to take a few minutes every day and begin setting your hopes and dreams in motion. Again, I want to invite you to sign up at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and join the Faith Walk Daily Devotional Movement online, again beginning April 6th, for 30 days, and see just how putting your faith to work will produce positive results. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So act now and join the movement. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and sign up to be a part of the Faith Walk Daily Devotional. Again, sign up today at faithwalkradio.com.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. I am here every week spreading the uncompromising word of Jesus Christ, which is the good news today, and that is love can move mountains. The title of the message today is Love is the Greatest of All. And as I said at the top of the show, I was inspired to talk about love again today. I did teach a few months back in a message titled Without Love, We Are Nothing. So I encourage you to go back to my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Pull up that archive message, which titled, again, Without Love, We Are Nothing, and listen to it in hope that it will encourage you and brighten your day. Now, getting back to a few message points here really quick, because I don't have a lot of time left. Again, scripture of the day, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 and 8. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy, does not parade itself, is not puffed up. So you're not puffed up, right? You're not parading yourself around with your head in the air and your shoulders broad and making it about you and this and that. And you're not running around being envious, right? Because love suffers long and is kind. Remember that. So as I close the show today, I also want you to remember what love looks like and feels like. Because love looks like hugging someone just because, or random acts of kindness, as we went over earlier, that puts a smile on someone's face just because. Remember I said earlier, love is without cause. Love just is. So, on the other hand, joyful, encouraging, peaceful, always giving, never judging, understanding, dependable, trustworthy, compassionate, everything associated with good and knowing God is love. Whew, I got it all in. So folks, I gotta run, but here is my final thought of the day. By knowing where your mind is taking you, as I taught in last week's show, and where your heart is leading you is extremely important if you are expecting love to someday find you. In spite of the many obstacles, if love is your greatest failure, then who are you anyway? So considering all things, folks, in respect to a successful life with God, through Jesus Christ, that is, when your foundation is built on love, it is the ultimate resolve. I have to go. Here is a song I want to play for you no matter what happens today. I hope it strengthens you and helps you to understand that the most important thing to do is to surrender all to God. So here it is, no matter what happens today, enjoy, and I will see you on the other side of the song to wish you well throughout your week, and I will be right back.
I will bless you, Lord, this morning. I will lift my eyes to you. Although I'm hurting, yes, I'm hurting, still I'm thankful anyway. No matter what happens today, I will live my life for you. This day I will thank you for I can face all of my fears and worries. You have set me free from me. It's the peace I find in you, oh Lord, the strength that carries me through. No matter what happens today, as I stand before you this day, finding only your love and grace, this world has no more power over me. I've found my peace in you, oh Lord. No matter what happens today, the death of your son for the life of everyone. Beneath the stars, greater are we. Nothing can erase the beauty of your holiness. No one can take away. Till the end, no matter what happens, no matter what happens, no matter what happens today.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Hello, this is Susan Rosario with Faith Walk Radio. Hope you enjoyed that song. No matter what happened today, I recorded it just for you. As always, remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing. And if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.